Erica completed his cosmetic preparation at his vanity. In his flowing brunette hair, he wove the burgundy black and gold ribbon to a perfectly tied bow. He attached the burgundy-tinted dark lace top thigh highs to his corset garters, stepped into the shining burgundy matching lace satin panties and the frilly dusty rose petticoat. Erica was surprised at the seemingly tiny maid's dress, how it easily slid over his lovely foundation garments and lingerie. He thought about how a few short years ago he would have needed a dress 10 sizes or more larger, but then again, prior to Sandra's taking over, he never would have worn a dress. Sadness overcame Eric once more, as memories of discarded male pride came to mind. Sullenly, he stared at his new 7-inch heels for a moment, then slipped them onto his stocking-clad feet. Actually, Eric was so lost in his somber mood it was a boon to his getting used to walking in the skyscraper heels. He mindlessly practiced curtsying, bending, serving, and maneuvering, flowingly and daintily about his boudoir, over and over and over again. If anyone had been watching Eric, they would have thought he were audience to an interpretive ballet, whose purpose was to convey an idea or mood of perfectly dutiful feminine grace. But if they could read his thoughts, they'd see nothing but caged, raw, masculine torment, held in check by his growing dread of female dominance and supremacy. Suddenly, Erica's unconscious dance of practiced submission to the female sex came to an abrupt end as he caught a fleeting glance of his reflection in one of the 3 full-length mirrors. Sandra had had them built into his boudoir. Erica stood before his mimicked and mocked image in the looking-glass. He wished he could, like Alice, disappear into the mirror, but what good would that do? Even there in that fantasyscape, he'd likely be standing there in Alice's hair ribbons, her puff-sleeved checkered dress, girlish white tights, and Mary Jane shoes. Or perhaps he'd be in a white playgirl rabbit suit. He might be a cross-dressed joker ordered about by domineering queens of hearts, diamonds, spades, and clubs. Or his path to home would be blocked with a grinning, devouring Cheshire pussy. Hell, at the least, he'd find himself maidenly serving at the Mad Hatrix's tea party. And the delicious cake that said, "Eat me," would surely be laced with huge levels of estrogen to grow voluptuous breasts on him when he fed upon it. Why should any world, real or imaginable, be any different? Even Wonderland should and would be run by and for women. The era of man had ended. In all possible or probable universes, the future is female. His rambling subsided. Eric was still in shock as he continued looking at the chapter of Eric and the Mocking-Glass before his eyes. Strangely, even Eric thought the damsel was beautiful. But it'd be so much better if he could see and touch such a body on a real woman as he used to do in his lost masculine past. Eric inspected the smooth, delicate, lovely mascara, eyeliner, blush, and lipstick face that betrayed no hint of angular masculinity. His mind raced as he gazed down the mirror to pert breasts in full flower, enticing his eyes as they were barely kept in the rose lace trim of the bodice of the dress. The narrow, nearly wasp waist of the dress cried out to be held. The dusty rose ruffled lace of the image's petticoat coyly flirted with Eric's eyes. Eric watched one dainty hand with rose-painted nails gently lift the hem of the skirt and expose the patterned stocking tops, were they captured by the corset's gleaming garters. Next were the legs, so trim, svelte, lithe, curved, and silkenly smooth in their imprisoning hose. The nylon-encased limbs no longer showed any slight hint of muscle. They were entirely and forever feminine from torso to high-heeled shoe. The shoes! How could they keep one so cruelly captive when they'd been so artistically sculptured? They had the power to mesmerize both wearer and watcher. But the shoes caused great discomfort, a discomfort that shook Erica back to reality. Then Erica noticed how more uncomfortable was the constricting bone stays of the corset that compressed his ribs and abdomen. Erica's final discomfort was the most unnerving. He had been standing obsessively before his own image, enticed and desirous. In his thoughts, he was recalling all those things he lustily demanded from females in the past. It occurred to him now he'd never tasted the joys women had once offered him as a male. Instead, it was now he and other males who would be, at best, playthings for use, whims, urges, and the amusement of dominant females. Erica's eyes filled with tears as he began to sob uncontrollably. Only terror at Sandra's wrath, if he might see his mascara-stained face, helped him stop and repair his makeup for the evening's sex-role reincarnation birthday fantasies. festivities. Sandra had been watching the wireless camera feed of Eric on the monitor in her home office for about the past 20 minutes. She was laughing herself to tears as Eric was shedding his own tears in dismay and shame. The whole time she was also on the phone, relaying to her lover Amanda everything Eric was doing. Both women had trouble continuing their mirthful hysteria for more than a few seconds at a time during their conversation. Oh my God, you're kidding me, Sandra. He didn't really do that, did he? I swear, Amanda, but it got even better. You should have seen him as he played with his skirt hem, then daintily raised his ruffled petticoat so he could play touchy-feely with his stocking tops and garters, the whole time looking so hurt and misty-eyed and pathetic and sad. It was priceless. Couldn't some female advertising executive make a bundle using the priceless aspect into a great commercial for a credit card? Sign up for the Female Master Disc credit card. Don't let your shemale wife leave home without one. Finally, Sandra told Amanda Eric had completed redoing his makeup. Okay, Amanda, I guess Eric's laughable sexual dysphoria session's about run its course for the moment. Are you ready for tonight, lover? We're going to turn up the heat and tighten the screws. I hope you're taking notes. Remember, your husband's breaking in transformations not too far off as an agenda. Amanda felt dampness building in her panties, thinking about Sandra's promise. But Sandra, my husband's so strong, so brutish, so typically the traditional male. I don't see how it could be possible, but I'd so like to see him emasculated and feminized somehow. I'd like to see him squirm under my power for a change. If anyone can help me through this mess of a relationship, it's you, Sandra. You're amazing. Oh, fuck, Sandra, I love you so much. Sandra felt deeply for Amanda's plight. Oh, Mandy, don't fret. Traditions are changing, and so will your rogue male. You are going to see him go from overbearing bastard to obedient bitch. Have faith, Mandy. I swear the days near you'll be routinely showcasing Rons to friend and family alike. You have him modeling them or serving them in one of his sexy strapless gowns and heels. I miss you. Time goes so slowly without you, Mandy. So make it to the party as soon as you can, please. Till we look clitty, pretty kitty. Kiss yours in an hour, pussy flower. And that's the end. This is Miss Tara, 1-800-356-6169. Or come visit me and the rest of my audios at www.kinkyroleplay.com. Erica's Femme Day, screenplay by Y Guys. Can't wait to read more. Bye-bye.